Many of us have enjoyed picking up a ball and glove and playing catch. Now imagine picking up a ball and glove and finding out it's worth several hundred dollars. Today's broadcast brought to you by Farmers Feeding the World. Check out our latest TV special and learn how you can promote agriculture and end hunger at farmersfeedingtheworld.com. It all began as a father-son project.
Well, my son was 6 years old, and this was in 1985, and he started Little League Baseball, and he started collecting baseball cards, which I did when I was a kid.
John Baker may have been the bigger kid when it came to collecting.
Well, then I kind of got infatuated with the old leather football helmets and the old lace-up basketballs and the old baseball gloves that looked like potholders, and you wonder how they could even catch in them.
John traveled the nation as a singing evangelist, and that road time allowed his new hobby to grow. One great find came at a flashlight flea market, a market that opened in the wee hours of the morning.
I remember one time my son come running down the aisle of the flea market, just bouncing with his flashlight, and I could hear him hollering, "Dad, Dad, Dad," and he had bought a Cy Young baseball glove, which was a store model glove, but it was still about a $1,500 glove, and he bought it for a dollar.
Today he has booths at 7 antique malls and a steady stream of business on eBay, supplied by his 4,000-square-foot warehouse. You've probably seen some of John's stuff on display.
Through the years, I've sold to Applebee's restaurants, so if you ever travel around and see Applebee's restaurant, there's a good chance that a lot of that stuff was sold by me.
The restaurant is usually looking for some specific items John has to sell.
You'll find about four baseball bats. You'll find two or three chest protectors, baseball. You'll find old helmets and masks. And then you'll find about six gloves, and then you'll find, four or five old basketballs that's deflated.
Plus lots of pictures. John supplies much of that. More interesting stories from a sports memorabilia picker next time as we travel the countryside. And brought to you by FarmersFeedingTheWorld.com. In Gosport, Indiana, I'm Andrew McRae.